This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the journal Neurosurgical Review, published in 2026. It's a systematic review and meta-analysis titled Intraoperative Neurophysiological Monitoring versus No Monitoring in Intradural Extramedullary Tumor Surgery, a systematic review and meta-analysis of early postoperative neurological outcomes.
This is a topic that hits home for those of us in the OR every week. We've seen intraoperative neurophysiological monitoring, or IONM, become the absolute standard for intramedullary spinal cord tumors and complex deformity corrections. But when it comes to intradural extramedullary, or IDEM, tumors, the consensus has always been a bit, well, let's say, variable.
Exactly, Dr. Aris. The paper notes that while some centers routinely employ IONM for every spinal tumor case, others reserve it for what they consider high-risk locations or complex cases. There's been this ongoing uncertainty because the expected neurological risk for IDEM lesions is often perceived to be lower than in intramedullary procedures.
Right, because by definition, we aren't cutting into the cord parenchyma. But as we know, extramedullary doesn't mean no risk. The authors point out that these tumors, most commonly meningiomas and nerve sheath tumors, are frequently adherent to neural structures, especially in long-standing lesions. That increases the risk of iatrogenic neurological deficits during resection.
And that's what this study aimed to tackle. Instead of just looking at the diagnostic accuracy of SSEPs and MEPs, you know, their ability to predict an injury, this team, led by Correa and colleagues, wanted to know if using IONM actually reduces early postoperative neurological morbidity.
That's a critical distinction. Prediction is one thing, prevention is another. So, Alara, walk us through the methodology. How did they structure this meta-analysis?
They followed the PRISMA 2020 guidelines and registered the protocol with Prospero. They looked for comparative studies, both retrospective and prospective, that evaluated surgical outcomes in patients undergoing resection of histologically confirmed IDEM spinal tumors. They specifically compared groups with IONM to groups without it.
And what was the primary endpoint?
They harmonized the reporting into a binary endpoint, a new neurological deficit at the time of discharge. They used a random effects model to calculate pooled odds ratios.
How many patients are we talking about here? Because IDEM studies can sometimes be a bit small.
It was a total of 4 retrospective cohorts, which gave them a pool of 602 patients. 306 of those had IONM and 296 did not.
Okay, so a fairly even split. Let's get into the results, the meat of the paper. What did the numbers show?
The results were actually quite striking. In the IONM group, early postoperative neurological deficits occurred in 19 out of 306 patients. That's about 6.2%. But in the non-IONM group, deficits occurred in 45 out of 296 patients, which is 15.2%.
Wow, 15.2% versus 6.2%. That's a significant gap for low-risk surgeries.
It is. When they ran the pooled analysis, the odds ratio was 0.39, with a 95% confidence interval of 0.20 to 0.75. The p-value was 0.005. This means that IONM was associated with a significant reduction in early postoperative neurological deficits.
Did they calculate the absolute risk reduction?
They did. The absolute risk reduction was 9.2%. And for the clinicians listening, the number needed to treat, or NNT, was approximately 11.
An NNT of 11. That means for every 11 IDEM surgeries where we use monitoring, we potentially prevent one new neurological deficit at discharge. In the world of surgical outcomes, that's a very powerful number.
It really is. And the heterogeneity, the I-squared, was only 22%, which suggests the findings were relatively consistent across the included studies. However, we do have to talk about the quality of the evidence.
Right, let's look at the caveats. This wasn't a collection of randomized control trials, I assume.
No, these were all retrospective cohorts. The authors used the Robbins Eye tool to assess the risk of bias, and they rated it as moderate to serious. When they applied the grade framework, the overall certainty of the evidence was rated as low.
That's an important point for our residents and students. Low certainty doesn't mean the effect isn't there. It just means our confidence in the precise estimate of that effect is limited by the study designs. The authors even noted that their sensitivity analysis showed a dependence on certain large studies.
Exactly. And because it's observational evidence, they categorize these findings as hypothesis generating. They aren't ready to call this a universal mandate just yet.
I think the discussion section of this paper is particularly useful for our practice. They mentioned the variability in how IONM is used. Why do you think the results favored IONM so heavily?
The author suggests that IONM, specifically the combination of SSEPs and MEPs, allows for real-time feedback that might lead the surgeon to alter their surgical strategy, perhaps by pausing the dissection, irrigating with warm saline, or changing the angle of tumor traction before permanent damage occurs.
That makes sense. It's that early warning system that we value in intramedullary cases, applied to the manipulation of the cord or the nerve roots during an IDEM resection. But let's play devil's advocate. The authors don't necessarily advocate for universal use in every single IDEM case, right?
Correct. They actually suggest a selective rather than universal use of IONM, particularly focusing on high-risk cases. They define those as cases where the tumor might be heavily calcified, very large, or causing significant preoperative cord compression.
And they mention the need for cost-effectiveness analyses. Monitoring isn't free. It requires specialized equipment and a neurophysiologist or a trained technician.
Precisely. The paper concludes by saying that while IONM is associated with lower odds of early deficits, we really need prospective multicenter studies with standardized outcomes and longer follow-up to define its optimal role. They specifically pointed out that early post-operative status, meaning at discharge, is a start, but we need to see if these differences hold up at 6 months or a year.
That's a great point. Sometimes these early deficits are transient and resolve. If the deficits in the non-monitored group were mostly transient, the long-term benefit of IONM might look different.
So, Dr. Aris, as a senior attending, how does the study change your view when you're looking at next week's schedule? If you have a simple-looking thoracic schwannoma, are you calling the monitoring team?
It certainly makes me think twice. If the NNT is truly 11, it's hard to ignore. This study provides a quantitative baseline that we haven't really had before for IDEM tumors. It moves the needle away from it's just an extra-axial tumor, we don't need it, towards let's look at the risk profile of this specific lesion. If there's significant cord displacement, or if it's a ventral meningioma where the cord is between me and the tumor, I'm definitely more inclined to monitor.
It's that balance between the perceived lower risk and the functional consequences of an injury. As the paper states, ensuring neurological preservation is paramount.
Well, this has been a great dive into a very relevant paper. To summarize for our listeners, this meta-analysis of 602 patients suggests that IONM in IDEM tumor surgery is associated with a significant reduction in early post-operative neurological deficits, a drop from 15.2% down to 6.2%.
With an odds ratio of 0.39 and an NNT of 11. But remember, the evidence is currently low certainty in retrospective, so selective use in high-risk cases is the current recommendation while we wait for prospective data.
Excellent summary, Alara. Thank you for joining us on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Dr. Aris. See you next time.